good evening again from Crowley Ridge Academy High School here in Paragould, Arkansas. It is time for Bears basketball tonight. The Mammoth Free Bears take on the Ridgefield Christian Warriors. It is the semifinals of the 1A3 district tournament. And this is the final semifinal game of the evening, final game of four. Your Mammoth Spring Bear basketball brought to you by Bank of Salem and Mammoth Spring and Salem. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. Ozarka College, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, SMBC Community Banker, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer and Willow Springs. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Mammoth Spring School, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Those are your sponsors for Bear Basketball. Again, the Bears take on Ridgefield Warriors tonight. This is the third meeting between these two teams on the season. Of course, playing in the same conference. They play twice each year, and the Bears so far have won both games. Mammoth Spring boys on, in early January, beat Ridgefield Christian 70-54. And then at the end of the month there in January, on the 27th, they beat them again 71-26. So they've got two wins over Ridgefield Christian. They're going to try to make it three. Want to advance into that championship game tomorrow night here at Crowley Ridge Academy, just like the Lady Bears did earlier. If you weren't with us, Lady Bears beat Maynard 77-34. They'll play Mark Tree. Mark Tree, the number two seed, defeated Hillcrest 43-34 in the other semifinal matchup, with Mark Tree, the number three ranked team in the state. Boys game semifinal, it was Mark Tree over Crowley Ridge Academy 44-27. Winner of this game between the Bears and the Warriors will play Mark Tree for the district championship tomorrow evening, beginning at around 7:15. We got about 5 minutes before the tip-off. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more from Crowley Ridge High School coming up in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC
and get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And welcome back again here to Crowley Ridge Academy High School in Paragould, Arkansas. Both the teams, the Warriors and the Bears, are warming up, getting ready to go for the final semifinal matchup of the night. Let's see who will play in the district championship game against the Mark Tree Indians tomorrow evening. Bears come into this game at 25-7 on the season, ranked number 5 in the state of Arkansas in Class 1A. They are the number 2 seed here in the tournament with Mark Tree, the number one ranked team in the state in Class 1A. And they look good tonight in their win over Crowley Ridge Academy although Crowley's Ridge played them tough. The Ridgefield Christian Warriors come into this game. They are 13-23 on the season. So a little bit of a losing record, but a lot of those freshmen from the junior team move up as they get into the district. So they've got a lot more players on their roster, more than we can get into the book here. So we'll see how many of those freshmen are going to help them here tonight in this matchup with Mammoth Spring. We're just a little over a minute away from the tip-off. Gives us an opportunity to say thank you to our boosters for Bear Basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer. Those are your boosters for Bear Basketball, and they are just about ready to introduce the starting lineup, and we're going to get them as they take the floor for their respective teams. Of course, the Bears, the home team, the higher seed. They are in those white uniforms trimmed in blue, blue lettering on the jerseys. They are gathered around Coach Houston Cooper right here in front of us. And the Ridgefield Warriors are on the opposite end. They are in those black uniforms trimmed in green, green lettering, coached by Coach Morgan Calvert. So we're ready for the starters. They'll turn the music off, and we'll get ready for some basketball here. Like I said, the fourth game of our semifinal matchups here from Crowley's Ridge Academy tonight. We've had two girls' games. We know who's playing in the girls' championship tomorrow at 6 o'clock. It'll be Mammoth Spring and Mark Tree, and we'll be here for that one. 6 o'clock, the Lady Bears take on the Lady Indians. Now we're going to find out who's going to play Mark Tree in the other semifinal. It could be all Mark Tree and Mammoth Spring if the boys can get this victory. Yeah, we're ready, it looks like now, finally. They got all the things settled here at the scores table. First player out is big number zero. That's Ryan Lampkin. Next player out is Evan Kazi. Next one, number 14, is Jackson Ray. Number 20 is Samuel Ellingberg. And number 23 is Evan Ellenberg. First player out for the Bears is Aiden Mazzini. Where's number 5? Number 22, the big man, that is Caleb Michaels. Garrett O'Dell, their leading scorer, where's number 30? Number 32 is Braxton Steed. And the other senior, number 33, is Blake Rogers. Bears and the Warriors, we are set. Referees come over. Get set, we'll jump it up. It'll be Caleb Michaels jumping it up, I believe, with, looks like, Evan Ellenberg. Two Ellenberg, Evan and Samuel. Teams are ready to go. Referee steps in. Ball in the air, and it's going to be tipped. Oh, he can't catch the tip, can he? I guess he did, and it took him a while to figure it out. Caleb Michaels jumping for the tip. The other guy tipped it, and Caleb stepped in and caught it. So the Bears will start out on defense here. Ellenberg will inbound, brings it in to Ellenberg, number 14. On the dribble, Evan Ellenberg pulls up, shot no good, fight for the rebound, controlled by the Warriors. Warriors with an offensive rebound here to start, shot on the way. Three-pointer no good, fight for the rebound, and Aiden Matheny will crash the boards and bring it in. He'll bring it up the floor. Matheny, the sophomore, crosses half court on the dribble. Man-to-man defense here from the Warriors. They lob it inside, trying to go into Michaels. Good defense there by the big man, Lampkin, Ryan Lampkin. And the Warriors head the other way. With the basketball outside, that's Jackson Ray, number 14. They work it into Evan Ellenberg. He goes up with it, and he's going to lose it out of bounds. And from watching the other games, it was other than that first game with the girls where they had a big lead, it was a physical game. Both games very physical. Referees really letting them play. Bears have the basketball. Garrett Odell works it in to Snead. Backdoor cut. Rogers' shot is blocked. Good defense there. Lampkin got the block to come the other way. Shot on the way. A three-pointer is no good. Underneath, Ray with the rebound. It's Jackson Ray back out. Evan Ellenberg, high arching three-pointers, good. So the Warriors on the board first. They lead 3-0. We've played a little over a minute now. Garrett Odell off to Rogers. He'll fire for three, and it's good. Blake Rogers, good-looking shot from the right corner. Three all. Warriors will bring it back up the floor. Jackson Ray, number 14 on the dribble, looking for help. He'll take it to the right wing, now back out front. And his pass is going to go out of bounds on the opposite side of the floor. He thought the player was going to pop out. Instead, he kept to the basket. And he threw it where he thought he was going to be, and he wasn't. Garrett Odell crosses half court on the dribble, standing on the big Falcon. Dribbles between his legs, looking for a cutter. Works it into the corner to Matheny. Right side, back out front to Rogers. Long three-pointer. That's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by number 11, Kazi. Evan Kazi. He gives it to Ellenberg. Now back over to Ray. Jackson Ray sets up the offense. Garrett Odell on him. The Lampkin on the right wing. Lampkin trying to drive baseline. Spins in the middle. His shot is rejected by the big man, Michael. They swing it around the outside. Evan Ellenberg with the basketball. He's going to fire the jumper up. And soft touch, but rolls around, couldn't fall. Garrett Odell pulls down the rebound. He heads the other way. Garrett on the dribble. Holds up. Gives the ball to Snead. Snead. Free throw line. Gets a moving screen from Caleb Michaels. And you can't do that. So Caleb will pick up his first foul. And the Bears give the ball back to the Warriors. 3-3. We played 2.5 minutes. With the basketball, Jackson Ray. He'll give it to Samuel Ellenberg. Back over to Lampkin. Lampkin looks through screen. Gets it. Goes baseline and dribbled it off his foot. He had a layup and he lost the basketball. Number 12 checking in now. That is Luke Martin for the Warriors. He's into the ball game. Bears looking for their first lead here. They trailed 3-0. Tied it up with a three. Now they need to see if they can get something going here to get that lead. Three-pointer from Matheny. That's on the way. High off the glass. No good. Rebound by the Warriors. Evan Ellenberg will hand it to Jackson Ray, and he'll bring it up the floor and set up the offense. Standing between the circles. Gives it on the left side. They work it down low. Ellenberg's turnaround jumper's no good. Long rebound picked up by Matheny. Matheny hands off to Odell. Garrett on the left wing. Passes back across the knee. Braxton down the lane, puts it up and in. Good, strong move to the basket by Braxton Snead, the big junior, with his first two. And the Bears with their first lead at 5-3. Remember, the winner of this one will play the number one team in the state, Mark Tree, tomorrow night for the championship of the 1A3 district tournament. With the basketball, Warriors moving around the outside. Evan Ellenberg with the ball, goes baseline. Tough shot up, no good. Rebound, Garrett Odell. Garrett turns, headed the other way into the lane. Almost lost the ball. Tough shot up and in. Garrett Odell will make some of the toughest shots you'll see on the court. Those are the ones that he'll make. And he just made that one for his first two. 7-3 right now. Bears with a four-point lead. Warriors with the basketball. And they go back to Evan Ellenberg. And he's took about 90% of their shots already. Rebound inside with a basketball. Shot up and in. Lampkin with a nice little hook shot. Makes it 7-5, two-point Bear lead. Odell on the dribble. Goes around the defender. His pass is blocked into the hands of Jackson Ray. The Bears turn it over. They'll head back the other way on defense. Ray with the basketball. Passes it off to Martin. His three-pointer, no good. Good box out by Caleb Michaels. Pulls down the rebound. He'll hand to Odell, and the Bears run the offense again. Matheny with it. Aiden on the dribble spins in. He needs help. Lost the basketball. Good defense by Ellenberg, and then he had it knocked away. Like I said, they're really letting them play. There's a lot of slapping and pushing going on inside the lane, both teams. It's not one-sided. They're just letting them play basketball. With the basketball, Martin out front trying to get around Snead. Holds up, comes back out to Ray. Jackson Ray backs it back out, gives it to Lampkin, top of the key. Over to Kazi. Kazi goes to the basket. Nice move by Evan Kazi. Gets the layup and drew the foul. We'll see who the foul's on. I believe they're going to call Caleb Michaels. Called for the foul, and right now we've got Colton Boddy checking in and Aiden Matheny going to sit down. Tied up at 7, Kazi can give the Warriors the lead back. Which they led early 3-0. Free throw is on the way, and it is way short. Bounces out of bounds after not hitting the rim. Bears will get the basketball. Tied at 7. Bears inbound. And Garrett wasn't ready for it. Hit him in the stomach as he was just standing talking to one of his teammates down the floor. Luckily, he managed to get the basketball, and then they turned it over. Nice steal there by Evan Ellenberg. He's been everywhere with the basketball in the corner. Martin drives in. Free throw line jumper is on the way. No good. Rebound by Garrett O'Dell. O'Dell now pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it to Colton Boddy. Colton back over to O'Dell. Garrett drives in the lane. Back out to Boddy. He's going to pull up for the jumper. It's good. Colton Boddy. His first two after just checking in. And the Bears are back up by 2-9-7. With the basketball on the wing, Martin gets it to out front to Jackson Ray, and his shot is good. A two-pointer ties the game at 9. Good ball game so far. These teams going back and forth. The first two games of the season, Bears won pretty easily, but district tournament starting over. Both teams are equal here. You can forget those first two games. More substitutions coming in. And the Warriors playing a lot of players here. A bunch of these freshmen that are checking in with the basketball. Garrett O'Dell hits the three. Nice shot by Garrett. It's the Bears back up by 3. We'll try to get the names and numbers of some of these people. Evan Ellenberg pulls up for the jumper. We know his name. We've called it a lot. Number 10, Jacob Ray, now into the ball game. And we're going to have to go to our score sheet here. Looks like Jackson Billingley is also in, number 1. Three-pointer on the way by Colton. Boddy gets his rebound, puts it back up and in. Nice play by Colton. He's got 4 off the bench. Bears back up by 3. Down to 34 seconds to play in this first quarter. Billingley passes it inside. Another player who just checked in. And his shot up, no good. That was number 4, Ian Mott. And the Bears have the basketball. Looks like he'll play for the final shot here of the quarter. With 16 seconds left to play, Garrett looking to Coach Cooper on the sideline. Gets the play. I believe they're going to clear it out and let Garrett go one-on-one. Garrett in the lane, lost it. Looking for help. Nice bounce underneath to Caleb Michaels for an easy 2. His first 2 of the ball game. And that's going to make it, I don't think the score's right. It says 14-11, but the Bears are leading. We'll take a break. Back for your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
At North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, we know that as the temperatures drop, many members with inefficient heating systems turn to space heaters to help keep warm. Please remember that not only are space heaters energy hogs, but they also can be fire hazards. They should only be used on a level surface away from children, pets, and anything flammable, such as curtains or papers. Find more safety tips at NAECI.com.
And welcome back. The start of the second quarter now. The Warriors from Richfield Christian have the basketball. Mammoth Spring does lead by 5, 16-11. That score on the scoreboard was not right. Didn't think it was. And that's got to be a backcourt is Evan Ellenberg. Good hustle. Dove on the floor to get the ball, but he slid all the way across the half-court line. Or did they call timeout? Maybe they called timeout. They stopped play and went to the sideline. Gives us an opportunity again to say thank you to some of our boosters. They include Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree. Penny Lane Accounting and Thayer's. Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry. Allen Supported Living. Fred O'Neill, attorney at law at 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. And Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Just a few of our boosters. We'll be telling you about some more throughout the ball game. Inbound play. And, wow, that was real close to backcourt there. Didn't get called. And we're going to have a foul call now, I believe, on Colton Boddy. Colton aggressive out front. I said they were letting them play physical. Now they're starting to blow the whistle. 5-point Bear lead here as we are just underway here in the second quarter. Nobody scored yet here in this quarter. Warriors have had the ball with the basketball. Number four, that is Mott, Ian Mott. He goes to the basket, and he's going to draw a foul and make a bucket. Tough shot by Ian Mott, and I believe they're going to get Curtis Michaels on the foul. Curtis challenging the shot, picked up his first. That is the second of the quarter on the Bears. Was Colton just picked one up. Free throw on the way is no good. Rebound by Colton Boddy. He'll bring it up the floor. Colton on the dribble, crosses half court. Gives it to Odell. Odell for three. It's on the way. No good. Long rebound. Picked up by the big man Lampkin. Ryan Lampkin. He'll hand to Ray. Quickly back the other way. Lampkin with the basketball. Gives it to Martin. Martin. Over to Mott. He'll hand it out to number 10. That's Jacob Ray. He goes baseline. Nice pass from Jacob Ray to number 22. Chayton Adams, who had just checked in, his first two, and the lead's down to one, 16-15. Inside to Curtis Michaels, he goes baseline, but he traveled. Good defense. Braxton Smead going to come out as Caleb Michaels comes back in. Coach Cooper getting his players a little bit of breather here. So the Warriors come back looking to take the lead back, trailing by one, 16-15. 6:39 left to play first half. Richfield Christian with a basketball. Lampkin spins, who is nobody there, goes up for the jumper. Fight for it. And it's controlled by the Warriors. Shot on the way, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Garrett Odell. He will hustle the other way down the left side. All the way around the defense to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. And look like that might have been partially blocked, but he maintained control and made the shot. 18-15. Lampkin will fire for three. That's off the rim, no good, and a good rebound by Curtis Michael. He'll give it to Odell, and he'll come back up the left side. Again, lots of subs checking in here for the Warriors. The next stop and play, good rebound underneath. Caleb Michaels, using that size, went up. Then Big Pauls pulled the ball down and went up and made the shot. 20-15, Mammoth Spring with a 5-point lead now. On the right wing, it's Lampkin. He's looking outside. Throws it all the way across court. Dangerous pass. Gets it back now, top of the key. He has Michaels on him, and that's going to be a travel. Good defense there by the Bears. Good team defense as they switch that. And four more players come in for the Warriors. So they just about substitute a whole new team here. They've played about 10 players already here in this first half. For the Bears, I believe they played six. Rogers out on seven to Curtis Michaels. Back to Rogers, trying to work it inside through it into a crowd, and it's stolen by the Warriors. Evan Ellenberg pushing the ball up the floor. They'll give it on the wing. Three-pointer is on the way. It hit the shot clock. No call. Caleb Michaels pulls down the rebound. He'll give it to Gavin, or excuse me, to Colton Body. I knew I was going to do that at some point during the season. At least I made it to districts before I called him Gavin. On the drive, we're going to have a foul called as Garrett O'Dell tried to drive the lane. That foul on number 14, his first, and that is Jackson Ray. Bears will inbound. Garrett O'Dell to throw the ball in, still looking. He'll bring it in to Body. Colton sets it up out high, gives it to Curtis Michaels. Curtis looking inside, picks up the dribble. They work it into corner. Rogers for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ridgeville Christian. Evan Ellenberg with a basketball. He'll come out front to Jackson Ray. Jackson guarded by Colton Body. Swings it around, gives it to Kazi. Kazi back to Ellenberg. Ellenberg looking inside, and his pass is going to go out of bounds. And Colton reached to try to touch that. Good thing he didn't, because it was going out of bounds to nobody. Garrett O'Dell now will bring it up the floor. 4:20 left in this first half. Bears with a five-point lead. Curtis Michaels over to O'Dell. O'Dell looking inside. Brings it out front to Rogers. Rogers in traffic looking for help. Needs someone. Finds Curtis Michaels. Curtis bounce pass back out to O'Dell. Down to 12 on the shot clock. Rogers has it. Gives it to Michaels. Curtis looking inside. Back to Body. He'll lob it in to Caleb Michaels for an easy two. Good pass by Colton Body and a nice play by Caleb Michaels. He's got six. Bears now by seven, 22-15. Pass underneath all alone, Jackson Ray. I mean, there was nobody within 10 foot of him. Coach Cooper not happy about that. He got a good back screen to get open. Colton Body has it on the left corner. They lob it inside to Michaels, and he's going to be fouled before he can go up with it. He's just too big in there. That's all they could do to stop him was fouling. Garrett O'Dell will inbound. More players checking in. I mean, you talk about wholesale substitutions. They are running players in and out. Nobody's going to have a chance to get tired for the Warriors because they're not going to be on the floor long enough to get tired. And we got a foul called on Curtis Michaels. Curtis was clearing out space there inside, trying to get that inbound pass. That's his second. Five-point Mammoth spring lead. Bears will set up the defense. On the dribble, Jackson Ray gives the ball over to Mott. He'll give it to Ellenberg. Evan turns back out. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Long rebound chased down in the corner by the Warriors. Warriors with the basketball. They swing it around the outside. Jacob Ray gives it to, trying to see the number there, number four. That is Ian Mott. He almost lost it. Shot up on the way is off the glass and good for number 22. That's Chayton Adams, his second. He's got four. Leads down to three now, 22-19. Curtis Michaels going to lob it into Caleb. He'll put it off the glass for an easy two. And he can do that all day long. And so just keep feeding the post. He's got a big advantage down inside. Three-pointer on the way is good. Number 10, Jacob Ray, and Coach Cooper immediately called timeout. 24-22, Mammoth Spring by two, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
Welcome back again to Crowley's Ridge Academy, Paragould, Arkansas, the 1A3 district semifinals. Mammoth Spring Bears with a two-point lead and the basketball. Matheny checks back in. Aiden gives it out to Colton Body. Colton looking for help, gives it back to Matheny. Matheny spins, goes to the basket, puts it up and in. Strong move by the sophomore Aiden Matheny for his first two. It was a lot of contact. He powered through it. Back the other way. Ball's loose on the floor. Diving after it and sliding out of bounds. Oh, wow. They called that off Mammoth Spring, and I don't think there was no way that a Mammoth Spring Bear could have touched that because it was shielded by the body of the Warriors player. Bear fans here in front of me voicing their opinion on it. Mott with the basketball. He'll give it to his teammate in the corner, trying to see across the way. I believe that was Ray. Ellenberg going to fire the jumper. Rebound pulled down. They'll swing it back out. Ellenberg again for three. That's no good. And again, the rebound inside. And we got another shot. No good. Ellenberg with the rebound goes underneath to Ray for an easy two. Too many offensive rebounds. Give them that many. Eventually, they're going to make one. Bears now with the basketball across half court. Ridgeville looking for the upset here. They're trailing by two with a minute 17 left in the first half. Garrett O'Dell off to Sneed. Sneed looking inside, comes across the floor to Matheny. Matheny saves it back in to Garrett O'Dell. Down to 12 on the shot clock. They give it to Rogers. Rogers looking inside, and he threw it away. Same thing that happened to the Warriors just a few minutes ago. His player cut to the basket instead of popping out, and he threw it where he thought he was going to be. Colton Boddy back in, Aiden Matheny out. Colton has played well. He got 4 points in the ball game. With the basketball, Jackson Ray had it slapped away by O'Dell. It'll still be Warriors basketball. Down two, 26-24. 51 seconds left to play in the half, and that's backcourt. That's the same thing they did earlier, but this time they called it. And their coach wanted to know why that's backcourt. He caught it on one side and stepped across. That's why. Bears will get the basketball. Still disgusting. He's not happy with that call. Bears going to throw it into the backcourt, but they let it bounce in the backcourt before they touched it. Garrett O'Dell gives it off to Boddy. Boddy looking inside to Michaels. Michaels trying to get free. Gives it to Sneed. Sneed over to Boddy. Down to 36 seconds. Oh, and he tried to lob it in to Caleb Michaels and threw it right out of bounds. So a turnover again on the Bears. Bears still leading by two, 26-24. We're down to 27 seconds left in the half. The shot clock is off. Ian Mott has the basketball outside. He's looking to get free. Gives it over to number 10. That's Jacob Ray. Jacob Ray guarded by Colton Boddy. Gives it off to Ellenberg. Ellenberg's shot is no good. But the rebound by Lampkin back up and in. Ryan Lampkin with a nice rebound and hook shot. Down to 3 seconds. Garrett O'Dell lost the ball. Shot at the buzzer. No good. And good ball game here at the half. We are tied 26-26, Mammoth Spring and Ridgeville Christian. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears!
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
Hey, welcome back again to Crowley's Bridge Academy High School here in Paragould. The Bears were already back out of the locker room. They wasn't in there much over a minute before they're back out here, getting warmed up and ready to go for the second half. Ridgefield Christian still talking things over. We'll take a look at our scoring here for Ridgefield. They played 10 players in that first half, and a large percentage of them scored for the Warriors. Let's see. Let's start with their leading score, which was Jackson Ray. He's got 6 points and 4 points apiece for Chayton Adams and for Ryan Lampkin. Looks like 3 points for Jacob Ray, 2 points for Ian Mott, 2 points for Evan Kazi, and we got 5 points for Evan Ellenberg. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they were led in the first half by Caleb Michaels. Michaels with 8 points. 7 for Garrett Odell. Looks like 4 points for Colton Boddy, 3 for Blake Rogers, 2 for Braxton Steed, and 2 for Aiden Matheny. Neither team has shot the ball really all that great from outside. We've got 1 3-pointer for the Bears. That was Blake Rogers that made that. Actually, 2. Blake Rogers made 1, and Garrett Odell made 1. For the Warriors, they just had 1 2 3-pointers also. Jacob Ray and Evan Ellenberg hit 3. So not a lot of long-range shooting. Most of the points have come inside, and it's a ball game, 26 all. We talked about it earlier, these two teams, this is the third time that they've played. Bears pretty easily won the first two contests, but that's what happens when you keep you play these teams this many times. You become familiar with what they like to do, now we're seeing a good ball game here. Plus, you've got several freshmen that have moved up for the Warriors that are helping out a lot here in this ball game. And like I said, they've played at least 3 of their freshmen already. Bears continue to warm up. Again, no sign of the Warriors yet. We are at half. Want to mention a few more of our boosters for Bears basketball. They include Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Services Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barber in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Alton and Thayer, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring and Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer. We are at the half. Your score, 26-26, Mammoth Spring and Ridgefield Christian. Back with more from Crowley's Ridge Academy High School in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Your next car, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick and GMC in West Plains is your goal. Taylor's an Ozarks native. He knows that honesty and fairness means the world. Go by and see Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And again, welcome back here to Crowley's Ridge Academy High School in Paragould, Arkansas, the 1A3 district semifinals tonight. This is our fourth game of the night here from Crowley's Ridge Academy. It started with the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, the defending state champions, winning easily over Maynard 77-34. Then in boys action, the number one ranked team in the state of Arkansas in 1A, Mark Tree, a winner over Crowley's Ridge Academy, although that was a tough game, physical game, 44-27 on that one. In the other girls' semifinal, it was the Mark Tree Lady Indians, the number three ranked team in the state, beating Hillcrest 43-34. Again, that was a good close game as well. So that means Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will play Mark Tree. The number one and number three ranked teams in the state will square off in the district final here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and we'll have it right here on K-Country 95. Mark Tree boys will play the winner of this game between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Ridgefield Christian Warriors. And right now it is anybody's game. We're all tied up at 26. Bears 25-7 on the season. Ridgefield just 13-23. But this is not the same team they've been playing with all year. We talked about it. Junior varsity or the junior teams are all finished their seasons. And so now those ninth graders are available to move up and help out the varsity. And they're helping them out here tonight. But the varsity players that they've had all year long are playing really well also. All right, they're going to bring the players to the sidelines now, get some final instructions as we get ready to go with our second half of play. Not a lot of fouls in the first half, so no real foul trouble. The only person with two for Mammoth Spring is Caleb Michaels. He picked up two quick ones, had to sit for a while, but when he came back, he was really effective. They kept going to him inside three times in a row. He had layups, finished with 8 points there in that first half to lead the Bears. Coach Cooper got his five starters out here, and it looks like they're going to start the second half with Colton Boddy starting, along with Caleb Michaels, Garrett O'Dell, Braxton Sneed, and Blake Rogers. So a little bit of change in the start here for the second half. It will be, let's see, Bears basketball to start the second half, see if they can get a lead and build on it here. Struggled with turnovers in that first half. That's what really hurt them. Colton Boddy will inbound the basketball. And the referee already telling players to not push. Some pushing going on, trying to get position. Garrett O'Dell takes the inbound. He'll bring it across half court, guarded by Jackson Ray. Gives it to Michaels. Caleb over to Boddy. Boddy looking inside. He'll take it out top of the key. Gives it to Rogers. Rogers underneath to Braxton Sneed. They clear out, back out to Rogers. His three-pointer off the rim, no good. And Sneed pulls down the rebound. Gives it back to Rogers, and Rogers is called for the travel. Kind of fumbled the basketball a little bit when he caught it going down the lane. Good cut to the basket and a good pass from Braxton Sneed. So the Warriors will have a chance to get the first lead here in the second half. They started the game with a three-point lead. Evan Ellenberg started it for him with a three. And now Lampkin going to start the second half with a three. Ryan Lampkin now with seven, and the Warriors are up three, 29-26. Blake Rogers to the basketball, gives it to Sneed. Sneed's pass inside, slaps away. They're trying to force that ball inside to Caleb Michaels. Right now the Warriors are putting a person in front of him and one behind him, trying to keep him from getting the basketball. Sneed with the inbound here, looking to come in, still looking, brings it in to Rogers, and Rogers lost it out of bounds. Looking, I believe, to make a move before he caught it. Kind of fumbled it off his fingers and right out of bounds. So now the Warriors get the ball back, a chance to build on a three-point lead. They've never led by more than three. Bears has led by as many as five. Lampkin has the basketball. And we're going to have a foul called. They're tightening up the calls here in this second half. Braxton Sneed just picked up the foul, his first. Ellenberg will inbound. He'll bring it in to Ray. That is Jackson Ray. Pass into the middle. Causey turns, throws it to Ellenberg, and he'll fire the jumper. Biggest lead of the night for the Warriors. They lead it by five. Just underway here, third quarter. Garrett Odell gets it off to Rogers around to Smee. Braxton drives down the lane, trying to pass it back over to Michaels, turns it over, and immediately Coach Cooper goes to his bench, grabs Aiden Matheny to come in. He's standing at the scores table next to dead ball. Warriors looking to build a seven-point lead or more, maybe eight with a three, no good. Long rebound, though, is off of the Bears. They said the Warriors saved it in and hit one of the Bears out of bounds. It'll be Ridgefield basketball. Matheny into the game now. He'll come in. Braxton Sneed will sit down. Sneed on the bench. Matheny in. Shot up is no good. Rebound by Blake Rogers. Blake pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it to Matheny. Off to Boddy. Boddy's going to fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound chased down by Garrett Odell. Garrett around to Matheny. Aiden drives in the lane. Pass underneath. Gives it to Michaels. Michaels goes up. A lot of contact. No call. Rebound taken by the Warriors. Ridgefield Christian in control here, leading by five. They come in with a good game plan. Right now, they're in control. A set five-point lead. Ellenberg with a tough shot. Fading away on the baseline. Everything going for him right now. And that's a seven-point lead now. Garrett Odell going to try to do it on his own here. He goes down the lane, puts it up, puts it in. Garrett's got nine. Bears back to within five. They need some stops here. Defensively, got to stop the ball. With the basketball, Jackson Ray, he takes it right wing, holds up, looking inside, comes back out to Causey. Causey trying to get to Ellenberg. Does. Ellenberg open for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Matheny. He'll hand to Colton Boddy. Colton crosses half court on the dribble. Gives it off to Matheny. Matheny spins, goes to the basket, and had his shot blocked. Took it in there with the big guys. And right now, Lampkin doing a good job of protecting the basket on the backside there for the Warriors. Number 20, that is Ellenberg, Samuel Ellenberg. And we got a foul called. It's going to be an illegal screen on the Warriors. See who it's on. It's on number 14, Jackson Ray, his second. The Bears get the ball back. They're trailing by five, 4:35 left to play third quarter. Mammoth Spring and Ridgefield Christian. Garrett Odell swings the ball around to Boddy. He lobs it inside to Michaels off the glass for two. And Caleb Michaels, the first player in double figures. He has 10. Bears back to within three, 33-30. Warriors with the basketball. Jackson Ray, he's looking for help. Gives it to Lampkin. They work it inside to Ellenberg. It's slapped away, and it's going to go off the hands of the Bears. They said Matheny touched it last. Good defense there by Aiden Matheny. Got a hand in, but he was the last one to touch it. Three-point Warrior lead. They led by as many as seven. Bears have answered back with four straight. If they can get another defensive stop here. Warriors with the ball around the outside. Martin hands off. Back out to Lampkin. Long three-pointer. That's on the way. No good. And Aiden Matheny grabs the rebound. He'll hand to Colton Boddy. Colton to bring it across half court. Colton back to Matheny. Matheny on the left wing. Lobs it inside to Michaels. Michaels powers it up. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Back up and in. And draws the foul. Big play there by the big junior, 6'5", Caleb Michaels. And quickly, Ellenberg is going to get back in the ballgame. He didn't set very long. Caleb Michaels a chance to tie this ballgame. Be seven straight points for the Bears after the Warriors started the quarter with seven straight. And he does. 5.25 already for Michaels. He's got 13. And the Bears and the Warriors saw threes on the scoreboard. 3:33, 33 each on the third period. Don't see that very often. With the basketball now, the Warriors will head the other way. On the outside, and can't see the number for here. Looks like another player that hasn't played just checked in. We have a long three-pointer. That's on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. Ellingberg trying to save it. Does, but he saves it to the Mammoth Spring Bears, Colton Boddy. Bears a chance to get the lead back after trailing by seven. And we're going to get a foul called, I believe, on number 14, Jackson Ray. If we did, that's his third. That is. That's three fouls now on Jackson Ray. So that's a big foul. Bears looking to inbound, still looking. They'll bring it in to Blake Rogers. Blake across to Matheny. Matheny into the lane, goes to the basket, puts it up, couldn't get it to go. And then the rebound pulled down by Evan Ellenberg. Good drive to the basket. Aiden just couldn't get it to go. He's trying to work it into Ellenberg. He's guarded by Matheny. Got a big height advantage. Had the ball slapped away, but it goes right to Mott. Back out to Ellenberg. He'll fire for three, and it's good. Ellenberg with seven in the quarter. He has 12 in the ball game. And it's a three-point Warrior lead again. Bears with a basketball. Oh, Bears missed an opportunity there. Colton Boddy's going to fire for three. Going to fall around, no good. Rebound back up and in by the big man. Who else? Caleb Michaels. He's really working hard inside. One-point ball game now, 36-35. Richfield Christian with a one-point lead over Mammoth. Ray with the basketball, swings it in the corner to Mott. Ian dribbles, lost the ball, but it went right to his teammate, Adams. They go inside to Ellenberg. He turns around and shoots. He has been the offense here in this third quarter. Three-point lead, 38-35, almost a turnover by the Bears. Matheny has it on the left wing. He calls for a screen, goes to the basket, holds up. Comes back out front to Boddy, to Rogers. Blake with a basketball. He's going to fire for three. It's on the way, and it's good. Blake Rogers with a big three, his second of the night. He's got six, and we're tied at 38. A minute 22 to play with a basketball. Warriors had it slapped away from behind. Last touch by Garrett O'Dell. O'Dell. And they're going to say it went off the Warriors. Wow. The referees are getting together. I think they're going to change that call. That was pretty obvious. Garrett reached around, knocked the ball out. Matheny out. It's Curtis Michaels checks back in, and three or four more players in for the Warriors. It's hard to keep up with them. They just keep running players in every time there's a stop and play. Inbound play. They'll bring it in. Shot on the way is off the glass. No good. Rebound by Garrett O'Dell. Bears looking to get the lead back for the first time here in this second half, and we're going to a foul called. Quickness of Garrett O'Dell. He hesitated just a little and then went right by the defender. That foul was on number 10, Jacob Ray, his first. Bears will inbound, looking to come in. They bring it in to Caleb Michaels. Now they screen off to Rogers. He'll fire for three, and it's good. Blake starting to heat up now. His third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got nine. And the Bears are up by three, 41-38. With a basketball, the Warriors swinging around the outside. Ian Mott gets the screen. Good switch there by the Bears. Almost stolen by Garrett O'Dell. Mott, if he'd have went up right there, he'd have got a foul because he had O'Dell off balance. Curtis Michaels guarding the ball. They swing it around. Good defense so far by the Bears. Good help there by Michaels. Shot no good, and Curtis Michaels with the rebound. He leads Blake Rogers up the floor. Nice play by Curtis Michaels. Give him an assist there as Rogers makes the layup, and it's a five-point Bear lead with 13 seconds left in the quarter. Mammoth Spring after giving up the first 7 points, and Curtis Michaels had another steal there, but he couldn't save it on the sideline, so it'll go back to the Warriors. 43-38, 7.3 left in the quarter. Jacob Ray with the basketball down to 3 seconds. It's stolen. And, oh, we're going to get a foul called. A late whistle. O'Dell already had the steal and was headed to the basket. For Garrett, that's his first. and just the second on the team here in the quarter. 1.4 seconds left to play in the third. Bears leading by five. Their biggest lead of the game. Shot on the way. And they're going to say no good. At the end of three quarters, your score, 43-38, Mammoth Spring by five. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back to Crowley's Ridge Academy High School, the 1A3 district semifinals. It will be Ridgefield Christian basketball as we start the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring with a five-point lead. Almost a steal. Michaels got a hand on it. Ball's loose again on the floor. Curtis Michaels is everywhere. Now he's going to help up Ellingberg before he headed the other way. I don't know if that was a good idea, the way Ellingberg's been playing. But anyway, he helped him up. Pass into the middle to Odell, and he's going to be fouled. Garrett Odell was fouled as he took that pass, and that is going to be on Jackson Ray, his fourth. That was a big foul. Bears will inbound on the baseline. Inbound play here. Looking to bring it in, still looking. They're going to bring it in to Rogers. Rogers thought about the three, didn't take it. They work it in the middle to Curtis Michaels, back out. Odell for three is good. Garrett Odell, his second three. He's got 12 points. And the Bears now, with their biggest lead, lead it by eight, 46-38. And that's going to be a foul called on Garrett Odell. Garrett called for his second. That's the first in the quarter on the Bears. So still nowhere close to the limit with 7:18 to play. And we got a timeout called by the Ridgefield Christian Warriors. 46-38, Mammoth Spring with a lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Experience matters when buying or selling your home, and how you're treated matters too. Here at Monarch Realty, we have the knowledge and a national network of buyers for your home. We also treat you like royalty. Give us a call today.
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Back here, Crowley's Ridge High School, the Ridgefield Christian Warriors have the basketball. Ellingberg takes a wild shot, missed it. Rebound by Rogers. Rogers hands off to Garrett Odell. Bears now with an eight-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. Colton Boddy gets it to Rogers on the wing, out to Michaels. Back to Rogers. Rogers works it inside. Michaels powering it up and in. Caleb Michaels with two more. He now has 17 in the ball game, and the Bears with their biggest lead, leading by 10, 48-38. They went down seven, and ever since then, it woke them up. Almost a steal by Rogers. He knocks the ball over into the concession stand area. The Falcons' Nest, as they call it here. It'll be Warrior basketball with 6:34 to play. Inbound play. Swing it around the outside. Number zero, that is the big man, Lampkin. Out to Mott. Mott trying to get through the defense. Goes to the corners. Shot on the way is up and in. That is Samuel Ellingberg, his first two of the ball game. And they need it. 8-point lead now for Mammoth Spring, 48-40. Garrett Odell picks up his dribble, gives it to Rogers. Rogers works it inside to Michaels. Michaels goes up with it, couldn't get it to go, and the rebound pulled down by Mott. Good defense that time by the Warriors. Ridgefield Christian with a basketball. Garrett Odell knocks it away. It'll be Warrior basketball. 48-40. We're down to 5:53 to play here in the ballgame, the final semifinal matchup. Bears trying to make their way into that championship game tomorrow night. We will be here for the Lady Bears. Would like to say and watch the Bears play Mark Treat if they can hang on here and get a win. Turnover on the Warriors. Bears with it. Odell off the body. Body up to Rogers. Rogers goes up and draws the foul. Good, strong move. No doubt about that one. Blake took that up strong. Drew the foul on number zero. There's no double zero. Lampkin, and that's his first foul. Blake's first free throw is on the way, and it is good. Blake Rogers, now with 9 second-half points, he's got 12 in the ball game. Bears have 3 players in double figures here in this contest. 9-point Mammoth Spring lead. Second shot on the way is good. The Bears lead it by 10, 50-40, 5:34. Left to play. With the basketball, Jacob Ray swings the ball outside to Mott. Mott works it into Ellenberg, and he's going to be fouled by Curtis Michaels. And for Curtis, that'll be his third. And he had 2 in the first half, and as aggressive as he plays to just now get his third, not bad. Inbound play here by Ellenberg. He brings it in the corner all alone. Mott for 3, trying to get it to go, can't get it to go. And Rogers with a good box out and rebound. Blake will cross half court on the dribble. Holds up, now he needs help. Finds Curtis Michaels. Curtis lobs it in to Odell. Garrett spins, trying to work it up off the glass. No good, but he gets the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. Garrett Odell trying to build on this 10-point lead. A foul on number 10, Jacob Ray, his second. Jackson Ray on the bench with 4 fouls. Garrett Odell missed the first. He's a really good free throw play, free throw shooter. Missed that one. Garrett has 12 points in the ball game. He'll set for the second. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. Gives the Bears an 11-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game with 5 minutes to play. Three-pointer on the way. By Lampkin, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say it was touched last by Colton Boddy. So the Warriors will inbound. Just under 5 minutes left to play in the ball game. Pass into Ellenberg. He'll swing it back out. Gives it to Martin. Martin shoots the layup. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Garrett Odell. Garrett. Looking up the floor, nothing there. Good decision. The senior will bring it back out, gives it to Rogers. In the corner to Boddy, Colton. Back out to Michaels. Curtis will fire the jumper, can't get it to go. Caleb with a follow. Caleb Michaels to get on the board. He now has 19. Warriors back on offense, trailing by 13. Shot on the way is good. Good play inside by number 10. That is Jacob Ray. Bears come back the other way now with the basketball. Boddy has it, works it into Michaels, and we got a push called on the Warriors. They called the foul, I believe, on number 10, Jacob Ray, his third. So Bears will inbound. Colton Boddy to trigger the ball in, works it into Rogers, who's wide open for 3, and that's not the one you want to leave open. Blake's third three-pointer here in the second half and his fourth in the ballgame. Bears now with their biggest lead, a 14-point lead, 56-42. Pulling away here in the fourth. We're down to 3:52 to play. Evan Ellenberg drives in, pulls up, jumpers on the way, no good. Rebound by Garrett Odell. And Coach Cooper said slow it down. 14-point lead. 3:36 to play. Wants to run some clock here. 24 on the shot clock now. With the basketball, Rogers gives it to Michaels. Back to Rogers. He's going to fire for 3. That's no good. Rebound taken by the Warriors. Warriors quickly back the other way. Into the lane. That's going to be a travel on Martin. He tried to stop and couldn't. Made the shot, but he had already traveled. 3:16 to play. It's 56-42. Mammoth Spring leading Ridgefield Christian. Still a lot of Bear fans here in the crowd to cheer on their team. Blake Rogers with the basketball. Gives it to Michaels. Michaels with a little short jumper. Gets it to go. That's Curtis Michaels. Excuse me. Curtis's first two of the ball game. And it's a 16-point Mammoth Spring lead. Starting to look like the Bears are going to be taking on the Indians tomorrow night for the championship. Rebound is taken by the Bears. They'll head the other way. Rogers off to Boddy. Boddy goes up with it. Couldn't get it to go. It was blocked by Evan Ellenberg, and he'll head the other way. Ellenberg, good player. He's going to go around the defense all the way to the basket. Puts up a wild shot. Couldn't get it to go. Gets the rebound by number two, I believe. Trying to see that far down the floor. Number two, that is William Spencer, who just checked in. And he drew a foul. That foul on Curtis Michaels was his fourth. Well, Michaels picks up his fourth foul. Spencer, to shoot the free throws, makes the first. That's just the third point here in the fourth quarter by the Warriors with 2:29 left to play. And Bears making several substitutions here. Feeling pretty confident with this one right now. Curtis and Caleb Michaels both will come out of the game. It is a 15-point Bear lead. Second free throw is on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Garrett Odell. Rice Nicholson in the ball game. Braxton Sneed back in. Aiden Matheny back in. Aiden goes up with it, and he's going to draw a foul. He'll go to the free throw line. And I believe the foul is going to be on number two, William Spencer. His first. Aiden Matheny at the line. Matheny on the night has 2 points. First free throw is good. 3 points now for Matheny. This fourth quarter has belonged to the Bears. They have outscored the Warriors in this third quarter. Looks like 16-5. Second shot is on the way, and it's good. Matheny made them both. Make it 17-5. 2:18 to play. 60-43, Mammoth Spring with a lead. Shot on the way is up no good. Fight for the rebound, and Braxton Sneed with a good box out. Pulls it down. He'll bring it up the floor and threw it away. Kazi gets the steal, goes to the basket. He goes up, can't get to go, and Garrett Odell pulls down the rebound. Now Garrett will bring the ball up the floor. More players set to check in for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Blake Rogers going to the basket. He'll put it up and draw a foul. Let's try to get these other players as they take the floor for you. I did see Gavin Vandiver going to the scores table, and looks like Slade Ray, number 00, at the scores table. At the line, Blake Rogers had a big second half after scoring just three in the first half. And he has six here in the fourth quarter. He had eight in the third quarter, so he's got 17 in the ball game. 14 of those 17 in the second half. Blake will set for the second free throw, trying to build on this 18-point lead. Second one is on the way. It's good. Rogers makes them both. Ray will check in. Rogers out. The Bears sending in the bench right now. More players coming in, and we'll, again, try to get all the numbers and names. Number 11 checking in. That is Richard Gatewood. Number 10, Skylar Davis into the ball game. Bears with a minute 48 left to play here in the district semifinals. Looks like they're going to advance to the championship tomorrow. We'll have two games on K-Country. The Bears and Lady Bears both will be playing with a basketball. Ridgefield Christian brings the ball to the outside, looking to work it inside. Finally does. The ball's knocked away. We're getting a foul called on Gavin Vandiver. Gavin reaching, trying to knock the ball loose. It's called for the foul. That's the third foul on the Bears, the first on Gavin. Actually, fourth foul on the Bears. Inbound play again for the Warriors. Down to a minute 30 to play. 33 on the shot clock. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound by Vandiver. And Vandiver's going to be fouled and knocked down by the Warriors. Let's see who it was. Number 33 for the Warriors. That is Connor Johnson, big boy. And that's going to send Gavin Vandiver to the free throw line. A chance for him to get his first points of the ball game with a minute 22 to play. Vandiver's free throw is on the way. It's good. Gavin will set for the second. Makes it a 20-point Mammoth Spring lead. This game has really changed in a hurry. We were tied at 26 at the half. It was a 5-point game at the end of three quarters, but the Warriors led by as many as 7 points in that third quarter. Now the Bears lead it by 21. Shot on the way is up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Nicholson. Rice brings it in. He'll push the ball up the floor. Good. Oh, no-look pass trying to hit his teammate underneath Davis that was open, but threw it just out of his reach. Down to a minute four to play. We are winding this one down. Getting ready for the championship round tomorrow. Two more games here on K-Country 95. The Lady Bears will play Mark Tree, and the Bears will play Mark Tree. With the basketball, the Warriors going to the basket. Vandiver is going to be called for the foul as he tried to block the shot. Number 13. And I'll have to go to my scorebook here. They've got so many you can't get them all wrote in. That is Copeland. Brecken Copeland. We'll try to put some points on the board. As he sets for the first free throw, you'll get two. First one is on the way, and it is no good. One more free throw. Bears sending in another sub here. We'll check it. Number 14, Landon Michaels, into the ball game. Second free throw is up, and it is good for Copeland, his first point of the ball game. Bears head the other way. Wade Ray passes it into the corner. It comes back out to Gatewood, back to Ray. Ray into the corner. Three-pointer up is no good. Long rebound going to be chased down by Michael. Off to Ray. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Vandiver tips it back out. Picked up by Ray. Over to Gatewood. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound. Nice pass. Beautiful pass there by number 14. That was Michaels that passed the ball underneath to Davis for the easy two. Good play by the Bears. Davis gets the points, his first of the ball game. Down to 1 second to play. Shot is up, no good. That's the final. 66-44. Mammoth Spring Bears advance to the championship. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with your Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance Theft Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. Post-game report in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive, and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Hey, welcome back. This is your Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. Post-game report, the Bears win at 66-44. Good balance scoring for the Bears, but first we're going to look at the Richfield Christian Warriors. They were led by Evan Ellenberg. Ellenberg finished with 15 points. Looks like 7 points for Ryan Lampkin, 6 for Jackson Ray, 5 points for Jacob Ray, 4 points for Chayton Adams, and then 2 points apiece for Samuel Ellenberg, Evan Kazi, and Ian Mott. 1 point for William Spencer, and 1 point for Brecken Copeland. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, again, good balance scoring led by Caleb Michaels. The big man finished with 19 points, 18 for Blake Rogers, 13 for Garrett Odell. Looks like 4 points apiece for Aiden Matheny and Colton Boddy, and then 2 points apiece for Braxton Sneed, Curtis Michaels, Gavin Vandiver, and Skyler Davis. That's the scoring in the ballgame. Bears really took control of this late in that third quarter and all of the fourth quarter, and end up winning big 66-44. It's time for us to name our player of the game. It's going to be a tough one tonight. But we're going to do that after we hear from the Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information, or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, time to name our player of the game. And tonight's player of the game, we're going to name Caleb Michaels. Michaels led the scoring with 19 points. He was played big on the inside. Got they started going to him, working that post, and that's when the Bears really took control of this one again, winning it 66-44. Bama Spring will play Mark Tree for the championship of the district tournament championship here tomorrow night. That game's set to tip off around 7:15. We'll have it right here on K-Country 95. We're going to wrap things up for tonight. Your Bear basketball being brought to you by the Bank of Salem, Bama Spring and Salem branch. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. Ozarka College, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, FNBC Community Bankers, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer and Willow Springs, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Mammoth Spring School, and Missouri Forest Products Association. I'm Mike Robertson for Coleman back at the studios. This has been Bear Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, Hey Country 95.